Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Happy 4th of July, America. Happy Independence Day. It's a great day in the history of America and indeed the world, because I believe that America, with all of our warts, warts and all, America is still a benefactor nation with millions of beneficiaries. And Rich Gannon is here. He's our good friend. Publisher of Mullings.com. He's also the writer and also the cost accountant over at Mullings.com. He is our political operative and on the ground, feet on the ground in Washington, D.C., giving us a good report on how things are going on this day in our nation's capital. Rich Gannon, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks. I'm trying to figure out if I should go outside and give you a weather report, or I feel like I ought to do a stand-up here.
You're our man on the scene there. You're our feet on the ground, as you have been. And well, you've been our man on the ground when you were in Iraq. And
yeah. I really could give you a report of what was going on.
I know. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, and to you, my friend.
Yeah, and to all Americans, I know you extend with me that sentiment. And I said, you know, Rich, you heard me say that earlier when I introduced told you the folks you were coming, I said, you know, if you're an American or if you just like Americans or you know you want Americans to be happy, you know, you can join us to celebrate. With all of our warts, there are a lot of people around the world who are better off right now because of America, aren't they?
Well, you know, it's the test is it's sort of like a one-way filter. We don't have gates up to keep people in. We have a problem keeping people out.
Right.
So there's some reason that more people want to come here than leave. Anybody's free to leave.
Right.
Assuming that you're not wearing an ankle bracelet, but anybody's free to leave and go anywhere else. That doesn't happen all that often. People come here because of the opportunities. And we've talked about this over the years, both on and off the air, that America, unlike so many other countries, has no class system.
Right.
You can make your way in this society here through guts and brains and sometimes luck and timing, but nothing in your background will hold you back. You don't have to have been born into a caste that only you are allowed to succeed.
And isn't that
America's really rare about that?
Isn't that something? You know, there are people who would argue with you and say, of course there's a class system, of course there's a caste system, look at the political class, look at the rich people, et cetera, et cetera. But what they, and they would be correct, there are those people, there are those groups that I don't like, and you and I both want to stick our finger in their eyes, but those things happen concurrently. Those people who do whatever they do and have whatever they have, concurrently with your being able to follow your own dream. They don't prevent you from following your dream as a caste system would.
Yeah, I mean, look at the President of the United States.
Right.
I don't need any more, I don't think, proof about America's, when they say anybody can be president, he
right.
can. Of course, we used to laugh when it was Bill Clinton. He said, well, yeah, anybody can, look at him. But, I mean, in Barack Obama, it has a far deeper and more sophisticated meaning. And
right.
There's not all that many white countries in the world where a guy with Barack Obama's background, however checkered and kind of misty it might be,
yeah.
could be president of the United States.
Right. No, there's no question about it. And so that's one of the reasons why I don't have very much patience with people who play the victim card, who look around and say, you know, yeah, look at those people. You know, Wall Street prevents me. You know, Wall Street is, you know, they're against us, and Washington's against us, and the system's against us, blah, blah, blah. The military, what is it? What was it? Eisenhower called it the...
Military industrial complex.
Exactly. You know, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is while all that was going on, and all of that being justified, receiving whatever criticism you want to give them, probably completely justified in that, still, people follow their dreams and accomplish an awful lot.
Yeah, I mean, look at the founding of the country. I mean, certainly the, most of the, or many of the signers of the Declaration of Independence came from, the moneyed class. But who is it? Thomas Jefferson was an orphan.
Right.
Alexander Hamilton? I forget which one.
Hamilton.
Was born, in a Caribbean island.
Yep.
And was a clerk and kind of worked his way up through the system, and ended up being one of the founders of a great nation. I mean,
right.
So even before we were, we had that ethic that anybody could, through hard work and guile, make their way up the social and political ladder.
Yep, no question about it. So what's happening in Washington today?
Because it's one of those rare times when the 4th of July actually occurs on July 4th, which is to say it's a Monday. It's a Monday holiday. It's kind of rare. We don't normally get this, of course, nor does anybody else. So the weekend here pretty much started on that noon Thursday. There was no traffic getting into town on Friday. It was pretty empty. But the big thing here is the concert in front of the Capitol, which will begin sometime this evening. And as that ends at nightfall, the annual fireworks display, which is really fantastic. I mean, it's everything it's cooked up to be, with the National Symphony playing and the fireworks going. And I got to, again, going back to what we were talking about here a few minutes ago, going back to that, Susan, my wife, and I got to watch that one year when Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House from the Speaker's balcony.
Wow.
And the notion of, the son of a Jewish upholsterer being invited to watch. I mean, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Being able to watch that wonderful event from the balcony of the House of Freedom, the Capitol of the United States,
mm-hmm.
was really moving.
Well, and that is what makes America great. It's not just your story, but the idea that something like that could happen.
It happens to be my story, but it could have been anybody's story.
That's right.
And I wrote about it in a column, and lo and behold, I got a call from Tim Russert, may he rest in peace.
Right.
And he told me his story, and his father was a sanitation or garbage man in Buffalo,
right.
New York.
Yeah.
And he grew up to be Tim Russert.
Yeah, exactly. Rich, give us your website quickly, please.
Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.
Check it out, folks. Thrice weekly cyber column. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy 4th of July, America. Happy Independence Day. More to come after these messages.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.